This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Internationally renowned contemporary artist Spencer Tunick is returning to Melbourne this July to create 2 days of dramatic nude installations as the co-headlining artist in Chapel Street's Provocare Festival of the Arts. The last time Tunick created work in Melbourne was 2001 with his biggest turnout of participants, and now he's inviting Melburnians or any Australians to take part in 2 days of major artistic installation. I spoke with Spencer Tunick about art, our bodies and the beauty of diversity.
Well, I've always been interested in multiples. I've been a big fan of Robert Smithson's work and Yayoi Kusama and Carolee Schneeman. So I'm interested in art with the body and with multiples, whether it's with the body or with clay or with trees. I enjoy multiples in art, but I also enjoy just working specifically with the body because I enjoy working with people. My medium has legs. I get to talk to my medium. And so that's one of the reasons I enjoy working on the large groups, is because I'm really a people person.
What is it like when you're engaging and interacting with people in this way? Because, you know, you're dealing with people you don't know, whole groups of people that have come together to help be a part of creating this work for you, and they're naked.
Well, I think I deal with the crowd as an individual. I make mistakes. I'm very human. I'm not too much of a dictator, even though I'm asking them to pose nude in slightly chilly weather. But I am sort of become one with the crowd. I've been used to working with crowds since I was a kid. Actually, in high school, I went to New York Military Academy. In fact, it's the same military academy that Donald Trump graduated from. So one of us fell off the tank and hit our heads. I don't think it was me, but I think I know how to work with a crowd and work with the figure and with the body. I think I've been doing it since I've been, I would say 15. Naked, though. It's my title, Return of the Nude. I asked them if I could call it that, and the reason why I feel not only is it me returning with this social structure of an artwork, but it's also sort of the return of the sort of the purity of the body in art, which is so in this world now through social media, but turned into very much a place of a celebrity or sort of this where the reality is taken away. Although I think social media is very important in opening up people's minds to the body, and I think more people are getting naked for art because of the ability to share their experiences. I also think we need to come back a little and celebrate the body inequality and sort of, you know, I'm not better than you, I'm the same as you, and we're together in a community making an artwork and creating these artworks together.
So you seem to have picked a very cold time to come to Melbourne. I know that's when Provocare is on.
Well, I know how to work very quickly. Years of experience being arrested and chased by police in New York while working. I know how to get the job done. I know how to get my art done. And so I just, when I'm working in Melbourne, I'm just going to think there are police behind me trying to arrest me. So I'll work really quickly. On the other hand, I'll also work with the body in a very quick manner based on knowledge of what the weather will be. And I'll not be doing an early sunrise work where the temperatures will be quite low. There's a big differentiation between, you know, night hours and daytime hours. And so we'll be working in the daytime hours as to keep this a possible project.
You're putting a call out asking for people to come and be involved. What is it that you're looking for?
Well, I'm looking for, you know, this sense of adventure and the competition between cities, who in the large cities, you know, what denizen is more, you know, apt to take a step of, go beyond their limits and take a step of faith to participate in art regardless of the weather and knowing that I'm going to work quickly. We're looking for rock and roll citizens, you know. Risk takers, urban adventurers. Well, I'm excited to make new work because of this relationship that was gifted to me in 2001, where people actually came out in huge numbers. I never expected that. I only expected possibly maybe 1,000. I mean, that's a lot to really think of people naked participating. But to get over 4,000 in Melbourne, it was the only place I had ever reached that number. And I made some beautiful artworks that morning and just met some wonderful people. And I felt that when I was invited and commissioned by the Chapel Street Precinct, I wanted to come back and do work, you know, not so much because of, you know, it's another project that's an artistic project, but more so just to get a vibe from the people and see what, you know, to relive what I once experienced. I'll be using different props and different locations and doing 2 days of work with two different sets of two different groups. So one group will be participating one day, the next group the second day, and I'll be using many colors along with the work. So I'm pretty excited. I really don't know what's going to happen, which is a great thing. Usually I know exactly what's going to happen, but this one's a little bit of a mystery still. And so I'm excited. People can just participate by signing up at provocare.com.au/tunic.
That was internationally renowned contemporary artist Spencer Tunick. Tunick's inviting brave Australians to register now to be part of his provocative new work in Melbourne in July. You can find out more at provocare.com.au/tunic.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.